This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Unions in Europe have won a major victory in their fight to have water and sanitation declared a human right. There are 9 million people in the EU who do not have affordable access to potable water. The fight has been led by the European Federation of Public Service Unions, which operates under its acronym EPSU. To find out more about the initiative, I talked to Pablo Sanchez. Mr. Sanchez is EPSU's spokesperson. I talked to him on the day that the European Parliament addressed the issue. I asked Mr. Sanchez why the struggle to have water recognized as a human right was necessary.
Well, in Europe, more than 63 million people have gained access from 2000 to 2017. That's the broad sense of Europe, so from Russia to Portugal. But according to the WHO, there's still 60 million people who still lack access to a basic drinking water and more than 31 million who need basic sanitation. And within the European Union, the figures are 9 million still do not have access to drinking water. And, I mean, one person is too many, but 9 million is certainly a figure that is worth fighting against and for EPSU to campaign to promote the human right to water for every single citizen.
9 million people without potable water in the European Union is a lot of people. Why has this happened?
Well, the statistics did ignore them for decades. And then with the 2008 economic crisis, the number of people who could not afford the rising costs of water and housing and electricity and so on, and the fact that there was a higher number of unemployed, and meant that many joined that group of vulnerable consumers, as they like to call them in the European Union, and we reached that level. That includes documented migrants, it includes minorities such as the Roma community, but includes also many thousands of citizens who basically were cut by private multinationals that operate the water services because they could not afford paying for their water bills.
EPSU has been running a campaign to have access to water and sanitation recognized as a human right, and the European Parliament has taken up the issue. What is the latest news on this?
Yes, today the European Parliament actually voted a resolution in the frame of a piece of legislation called the Drinking Water Directive, in which they do a direct reference to our campaign that we launched in 2012. So it's been 8 years since we've been promoting and campaigning for the issue of universal access in that sense in the European Union. And although there is not a very concrete direct obligation by the different member states of the European Union in the resolution, it sets the ground for more binding targets in order to achieve universal access, with a particular focus, of course, to vulnerable groups of society, which are the groups that actually don't get the basic right to drinking water. This directive only talks about drinking water. There is another one that deals with sanitation. That is, a more complicated issue. But at least today, what we have is a little step in the right direction by the European Parliament. And in due course, this will become legislation, so within a few weeks. They say that our campaigning has transformed into something concrete for those 9 million people who do not have access and for those that actually risk to lose their access, particularly in the times where the economic crisis is looming again.
EPSU helped start the campaign by being the lead organization supporting the European Citizens Initiative on the Human Right to Water. Tell us about that.
Well, in 2010, the United Nations General Assembly voted a resolution that recognized water as a human right. That resolution was promoted in the civil society area by our sister international organization, Public Services International, and many European countries did abstain in 2010 because they realized that they had a problem and they did not want to commit to fight against citizens being disconnected or citizens not having access to water. So that basically for us was a call to action, and we started to prepare the campaign because we saw that there was an issue in Europe. Very often many European governments, they have a bit of an arrogant approach towards human rights, saying, you know, Europe is this paradise for human rights, when we scratch the surface, we see that the reality, as I've mentioned, there are 9 million people who do not have that right. So we needed to bang the drum. We did. And as public service trade unions, we consider that it's the role of our workers to work properly in the public services, but they cannot do that if society is breaking apart. They cannot do that if hundreds of thousands of people are being cut and disconnected. So we needed a piece of progressive legislation to ensure that things so basic and so essential for everyone, for the economy, for human life, such as water, should be a human right, and we should ensure that everyone has access to it. That was kind of the logic behind the campaign and what we've been campaigning about. And we will be continuing to campaign, because this vote for the drinking water is like one step that we won't stop till no one that cannot afford is actually being disconnected.
So what's the next step in the campaign?
Well, what we have done in the last few years before the vote in the European Parliament is ensure that the universal access happens at a local level. Back in 2016, the Slovenian constitution got changed, and they recognized water as a human right in the constitution, which is a much effective way than through the European Parliament. So basically what EPSO and its affiliates and our allies at the national and local level, what we do is we campaign at the European level, but we also do it at the local and national level. So we would like to see more referendums and more votes in the national parliament in order to get water recognized as a human right in the constitution of as many countries as possible, or laws that ban disconnections, like also happened in France in 2014-15, something called La Loi Brotte. So we also have a myriad of cities and regions who basically declare themselves promoters of the principle of the human right to water, and they basically try to have a different approach to water management. Brussels, where we are based, being one of them, that they've committed within 3 years to basically ensure that the criteria for the human right to water as defined by the UN is what the region of Brussels city applies, so more public fountains, no disconnection to customers, etc. So that the next campaign is to go back again to the different cities and the different countries and to ensure that water is recognized as a human right across the board.
Where can people get more information about EPSU's campaign for access to water and sanitation?
We have a website, which is www.right2water.eu, and there you have the latest news and all the updates.